Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
And I'm Sarah.
And tonight we will be covering episode 5 of Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky. And we're going to be calling this episode Prayers Over Wieners.
Right.
Because that's really what was happening this episode.
Oh, my God. There was wieners. There was a lot of prayers. There were a lot of prayers we all said for Brittany to please leave this Jack's ass and move on with life, because you've got a bright future ahead, just like the sparkle in your eye. Brittany, please move on, but let's get into it.
Yes.
Do we want to
address? Yes, please take care of some business for us.
Our super exciting news. All of you, some of you knew it was coming, but we weren't sure. You know, I'm the kind of person, like, I don't talk about things unless they've already happened, because you just never know. So we have really exciting news for our listeners. And we've said before, we will always remain on this Medium platform, iTunes, free podcast, and that is always going to stay the same, never going to change. However, with all, you know, everything that's going on in the world right now, and we do want to address that and give people the opportunity, along with ourselves, to give back. And we just didn't feel like, you know, it was right unless we had something extra special to offer. So if you go on our Patreon, same Vanderpump Rules Party podcast, just for $1, and it 100% goes to hurricane relief. We are not profiting from this. You will hear our brand new special exclusive interview with Aaron Miller.
Woo!
Brittany Cartwright's ex, that you saw on the last episode, episode 4 of Jackson Brittany Takes Kentucky. We all wanted to learn more about Aaron, as you've heard from previous podcasts on the Brittany Deep Dive podcast, and we've referenced him throughout the last probably 6 months. We wanted to know more. Like, he's very intriguing. We wanted to know the story, the history. She just brought it up last week. We've heard rumblings. Oh, it's 11/11. Make a wish, everybody.
Woo. Well, my wish came true, because this interview was everything. And Aaron was such a pleasure to talk to. So humble. So, I mean, it was just
so positive.
Just everything that I imagined him to be. And he made my heart melt while we were talking to him. Like, I wanted to, like, yell out, like, are you kidding me? Like, guys like this exist. Like,
I think she wanted to say, will you marry me? But then she realized she was already married.
Yeah. I was like, hashtag swoon. Like, I was swooning.
But I'm not. And we did ask if he has a girlfriend.
So. And ladies, he is single. So
we don't know that. You have to listen to Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Sorry.
Anyways, we're not going to make this, you know, a regular thing. We're not turning Patreon. Don't worry. We just want to do something extra special. And it's just $1.
And
it's all going to hurricane relief, because should we all do something?
And let's be honest. Like, yes, we have said that we will always keep this podcast free and everything. But listen, it is a lot of work, you guys. And I know you guys are all so great. And
we love the work.
Yeah, but it is work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
we have to coordinate my work, my travel, your kids, your
family. Like, I mean, we've been working this past week. We spent a lot of precious time, and but it has paid off. And, but yeah, for me, I'm glad that we're going to Patreon specifically, because I want to see some numbers. Like, I'm a little excited to see, you know, like, who's listening? Like, you know, are we hitting, you know, are people listening? That would be a huge payoff for me. That's like all I'm looking for.
Because you can see downloads, but it's really interesting to see, like, who's really into it.
Yeah.
And who wants to know what we want to know.
And so I think it's a win-win for everyone. We get to see those numbers. We're going to donate the money. Like, I think that's so amazing. And I hope everyone is on board with that too.
Yeah. And it was something, like, different from what we normally do. So therefore we felt like, oh, it could warrant It's just a dollar, man.
It's just a dollar. It's a really short interview, but we really get down. We asked every question we wanted to, and there is definitely some things revealed in that interview that he has never said before and that would definitely surprise you about kind of the story that is put out there about him, I would say.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like, I'm torn. Like, part of me, midway through tonight's episode, I was like, oh, maybe we should have interviewed him after tonight because so much was revealed tonight that just lit me on fire. But in a way, I'm glad we did it. We interviewed him right before tonight's episode. So it was, you know, pure and respectful and, you know, there's, you know, no bashing going on or anything like that. If we had interviewed him after tonight's episode, I probably would have
it would have been more Jack's bashing, I'm sure.
And dark and negative. But
yeah,
it's hard to do that with him because he's a very positive, cool dude. And we're very excited, more excited that we're his first podcast ever.
Yeah.
And the guy has a big career ahead of him. And we gave him practice for all the podcasts. He'll probably be on lots of sports podcasts going forward. He's got, you know, other stuff going on. So tune into Patreon for that Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast.
And we'll tweet the link for you guys too. And please share it and everything. And we so appreciate your support. So without further ado, let's jump into this episode.
It starts with a song, you know. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Please. Sarah said she was possibly going to sing.
I don't remember the melody. Let's see. I don't know where we go from here. I'm trying to sound off key on purpose. I don't know where we go from here. The future seems so unclear. What was it? After all you've done, enough. Maybe I'd better just be off, or I'd be better off without you. I don't know how that rhymed. It's what I wrote down. It's chicken scratch, people.
Yeah, but it was like amazing because in the opening scene, it says that there's 3 days left. And they show Brittany is in the bathroom of her mama's house, taking off some makeup or something and looking visibly upset. And then you see Jax's truck go down the little lane, leaving the compound. And her sister is sitting out on the patio waiting to discomfort her.
Shout out to Tiffany for not wearing any makeup because she doesn't need it. But I appreciate it. It's like, cool. You're having a real moment. You're waking up with your sister and you're talking and you're rehashing what happened the night before. Like, that's real. So I appreciate that, Tiffany.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too. And you know what? She looked really good in the natural light. I thought so too.
So she's talking about the night before and how she's so mad at Jax because Jax was like just insisting Brittany not get wasted because he knew Aaron was coming and don't make a fool of yourself, Brittany. But he did the opposite and got wasted. And then she says that he ends up yelling at Ashley, her, you know, one of her best friends. My question to Bravo and Evolution Media, whatever. Why did you edit that out? They panned a little clip and he's like, get out of here, white trash. Like, why wasn't that part of the show? Jax getting drunk and going off. Is that because Lisa made Jax an executive producer? Did he put his foot down and say, I'm an executive producer. You must delete that scene.
No way.
Because why wouldn't they air him going off on Ashley, calling people white trash and making an ass out of himself? Why wouldn't that have been part of the show? Because we probably could have cut down on a little bit of the, you know, fluff scenes. Because we all would have liked to have seen that. Because that is Jax's true character. So why not show it?
It was a really weird... I felt like the shot that they did show was shot from like the other room. It was really far back and annoying. I wonder if it was one of those moments when like they send the crew home because they think everything is over and someone like shot it on their phone or something.
Yeah.
Something was weird. Yeah, because they for sure would have showed that. I mean, him calling someone white trash, that's golden.
Yeah. And then going off on Ashley.
Yeah.
Who we talked about in the last episode being right by his side, like as his biggest fan and lapdog, whereas like Carol is more of his sparring component. You said Ashley's always by his side, kind of wanting screen time or supporting Jax. Like, why would he go off on her? I think because he's scared of Kara.
And I, like, during that, the tiny piece that we can see, like, Jax is just so freaking nasally. He's like, stop. Can you just stop? Like, go away, white trash. Like, he's just, yeah, he's like, stop. Come on. Like, just.
Don't do this to my deviated septum.
White trash, be gone.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah, so Brittany's having like a little powwow with her sister and she's just coming off like defeated. You can tell she's just like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, he got into a fight. He was shit faced. He
threw the money in her face. Not just that he supports her, but the 12K in her face. He's like, why don't you just say thank you? And I'm like, I am quite sure she probably said thank you 1,000 times. It's like, what do you need, Jax, for her to blow you on live TV? Like, I'm quite sure Brittany said thank you, but maybe if, like, whatever he does or says, if she doesn't just, like, shut her mouth, that's his idea of not being thankful. Like, she probably said thank you 1,000 times after he matched the money. But when he maybe called her friends white trash and she spoke up, then he's like, you're not even thankful. And he throws the money in her face like a pure white trash move, Jax. Like, you don't give something and then hold it over someone's head and throw it in their face.
And I still, gross. I mean, I know that it's nothing to, like, who am I? I don't know anything about what's going on. But I really think that it was 8,000 that he gave, not 12.
Oh, well, today on his little Periscope, he said, no, I gave a little over 12. It was like 12.5. Huh. So he did match it because he kind of had to. But
Brittany tweeted that wasn't true.
Oh, she did?
She said that he only went to the 20. The amount that they got, he took them to 20, which would be 8.
Well, then she's lying or he lied because he just said it today on his Twitter Periscope that he gave 12.5.
I mean, receipts. Like, let's see the canceled check.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Jax, show it.
Yeah, show it.
Let's see.
And then he goes off on her saying that Brittany wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for Jax. And it's like, okay, what wouldn't she have? Pretty sure she was on her way no matter what because she's a beautiful girl, charismatic girl, driven girl. But let's be honest. Let's just say Brittany never left Kentucky. Where would Jax be? Pretty sure his storyline would have fizzled out because everyone's tired of the same old, same old. So I'm of the opinion, I don't know if you are, Holly, but I think Brittany gave Jax more by being in his life. It gave him a storyline. It gave a storyline. It gave him redemption. It earned him fans. It earned him credibility, likability, relatability. Without Brittany ever being in his world, he'd probably be fired in jail. Probably. Like, yeah, who would have bailed him out if Brittany wasn't in Hawaii? Like, Jax, you would probably be in jail and doing like, what's the worst celebrity rehab? Like one of those boot camp shows that nobody watches. Like,
yeah,
you might be on Wii TV on, you know, with like fucking Josh from The Bachelor or Chad from The Bachelor. You might get that far. You know what I mean? Or like Spencer Pratt when he was in the dumps and no one would touch him in America. He had to go to the UK. So Jax, I'm sorry. I think Brittany has given you a lot more just by her existing in your life than you have ever given her. But on those lines, you keep saying in every single interview that you're so old school. You believe in taking care of a woman, taking care of a woman. Okay, oh, well, then why do you keep throwing in her face? So it's either control. Like, if it's such an issue for you, have her pay half the rent. She can afford it. You guys split a little apartment. We know the rent there. It's like 3 to 4K. She can do it. She could probably even do it on 2 shifts a week. But she said tonight she's doing 4 to 5 shifts a week, whatever. Between, she gets show money, people, by the way. She probably does not get as much money as Jax on the show, but she gets major money. She's not an adjacent character. She's a mainline character now. So she gets money from the show. She does her surf shifts where she gets a lot of tips, and she gets appearance money. There's no reason, you know, yeah, she can't pay half the rent or whatever, so that issue should be squashed. So Jax, why don't you just, if it's such an issue, just say, hey, Brittany, pay half the rent and half the utilities. Because guess what? If Brittany hadn't moved in with you immediately after dating for like 2 weeks, you would be dating her and you would be taking her out to dinner every night. So you can't be throwing, oh, food money, like you're supporting her, because you would be taking her out actually to expensive dinners when in fact you're eating at home. We've seen what you guys eat at home. It's chips and Cheetos and frozen pizzas, and we've seen it. So enough with the, I'm supporting your entire life, Brittany. And if you have such an issue, have her pay off the rent. Most couples do these days. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's a control thing.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. It's the whole thing is just, it was so, the way that he like just so easily spoke to her the way that he did in front of her sister was really disturbing. It was also disturbing how she was asking her sister to get involved and to like teach Jax a lesson. Like, that was uncomfortable because she doesn't want to get involved in that. So that was like really awkward. Well, but
why would she, when Jax attacks anyone that like says anything against him, he like goes vicious, viral, crazy.
But there's something about like the tone that he takes and the way his, like, it's frightening. It's really dismissive, frightening. Dismissive,
condescending, and vicious.
Yeah. This
sociopathic.
This episode really took me to a very, very dark, depressing place because it was,
yeah.
I feel hopeless for Brittany right now. I don't want to sit here and say like she needs to leave him, she needs to do this and that, but I don't know what else you could possibly say. I cannot support her being with Jax. No. And I'm even going to take it a step further right now, and I didn't want to go here, but I'm going to. With how religious her family is, it makes absolutely zero sense that she would, like, one of the biggest Bible verses that is used in when you were talking about relationships is do not be unequally yoked with someone. That's, you know, you do not date someone that isn't of your same faith, that you guys don't have the same ideas, the same beliefs. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, don't steal, don't lie, like, you know, have certain standards, I guess.
Issues of integrity.
Right. Like, yeah. And so for her to think that she can, you know, excuse his drinking, excuse, like, every single thing, like, she has an excuse for.
Yeah.
She can't be this holy person that is, you know, just, like, she has her own faith and then she excuses his, like,
it's,
yeah. I'm just saying, biblically and what, you know, God, quote unquote, would want for your life.
Yeah.
That's, it just, you can't make that work.
Well, you always surround yourself, like attracts like, or you surround yourself with, like, better than, so that you can aspire to that. Like, don't dumb yourself down or hang out. Like, no, we should all hang out with who we want to and accept everybody. But, like, she needs someone, well, sorry. She needs someone like Aaron to motivate and inspire. And, you know, I don't know. Well,
like, okay, you know how, okay, Brittany.
She said, well, first she said, oh, Jax, why are you with Jax? He makes me laugh. But then they said, why are we with Aaron? He makes me laugh. Okay, case in point. Everyone can make you laugh, Brittany. There's got to be more than that. And the thing is, and then you said you had an explosive relationship with Aaron. Well, what is this? And you guys will tune into Patreon to hear this. But, I mean, there's a little sneak thing. You know, she didn't go see Kara in Vegas when she met Jax to escape Aaron. She did not. She invited Aaron on that trip. So listen to the Patreon. You'll hear that interview. But she needs someone to lift her up and motivate her and push her forward and support her and not just like drag her down and like, yeah, it's just icky.
Like how, yeah, okay, well, let's just move on because I can't even deal with it. Okay, so Jax rolls back in and she's like, where'd you go? And he's like, to the store. And she's like, did you bring us coffee? And like, here's like another thing that just like, just I wanted to scream. He like scoffed at that. She's like, did you bring us coffee? And he's like, I cannot stand.
He did that last season, remember?
When like little immature boys do that. It's like, that's your response. I can't.
He did that last season. Oh, the other thing he said too, he's like, I support her. It's ridiculous. She was working two jobs to support her last boyfriend. Screech breaks. Wait a minute. You can go back on her Instagram and see. Someone says, like, look, she's like, oh, packing. It's such a like biatch and whatever. And someone's like, oh, you moving in with the boo? And she's like, yep, on my way. So she moved in with Aaron. Aaron had a place, a great place. It looked beautiful. She was in the pool posting about it.
And what? Like, she's working two jobs, what, at Hooters and the Tin Roof or whatever the hell it was called? Two waitressing jobs, which probably went hand in hand. That's, like, yeah, what Jax does. Normal. You know, like, it's very... Give me a break.
And she probably wasn't supporting Aaron, first of all. But second of all, really funny point, Jax, that you would, like, rip on a girl for supporting a man when you lived off Stassi. And she's said it in many seasons and many podcasts how she paid the rent when Jax lived in Stassi's apartment. She paid the rent. She paid the bills. She bought the food. Oftentimes it went Dutch treat. So really nice. And Jax, you were in your 30s. Aaron and Brittany were a lot. They were in their young 20s. So even if I'm quite sure, like, he had his own place, he has a great family. Even if he was between jobs and Brittany got in a fight, was mad and told you, oh, I paid the, like, yeah, maybe what she paid the, whatever. I don't even know. I'm not even going to go there, but really fresh and sweet of you, Jax, to like rip on something like that when you milked and mooched was what I was trying to say off Stassi for years. So yeah, shove it.
Yeah. So then after that, Brittany kind of says to Jax, like, well, you know what? Yeah. And I work way harder than you. And Jax, like, loses his shit over that comment. And I was thinking about it. I bet she does work way harder than him because we've seen her out and attending more events than him. Imagine she's promoting. A girl. She has to do much more maintenance to appear on camera. Like, I'm sure she probably like starts her day much earlier than him. And then that a-hole rolls out of bed, unbuttons his shirt 5 times. And
yeah, well,
and
we
sits
saw
they're all swollen and sweaty.
Yesterday, they were all shooting the main titles. Every single cast member was tweeting about it, but we didn't see Jax. And I'm like, well, we didn't think he was there, but he has to be there because it's main titles, whatever that means. But I did see he took a red eye. Well, all that guy has to do is freaking roll in with his orange spray tan like he did show in his little Periscope in New York. He was like Oompa Loompa orange. He had a lot of wrinkles, so that Botox is not working, Jax. But anyways, it's like, first of all, okay, I deal with this in my job. And I always love it when I have a female like comrade because we've got all these like men that we work with and like, you want to meet for breakfast at 6 a.m. And we're like, motherfucker, that means I have to get up at 4 or 5. Like, you, let's say it's a 6 a.m. meeting. They get up at 5:40 a.m. We have to get up at 4:40 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, they just shower and go.
Yeah.
And they don't realize it. Until I worked with women, they're like, oh my God, exactly. So we never like breakfast meetings because we have to get ready. She has to get ready. Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
She has to get ready for work, not just an interview or a press event. She has to do hair and makeup for work because it doesn't matter if they're filming, every single person at Sir, they are not locals. They are there. They are tourists. and they all want photos with the cast members. So she has to be hair and makeup ready every single day she works. So sorry, Jax, if she needs some downtime to chill because she has to spend 2 more hours getting ready than you do.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that she's definitely right. Like last season in Vanderpump Rules, Brittany was featured in far more episodes than Jax. Like, think about it. All she was at the bridal shower. She's at this, that. I mean, I'm sure she was in more scenes than him.
Well, she's more interesting.
So the other, then Jax says, well, you know what? In Kentucky, it's okay to be a housewife. And in LA, everyone has to work. First of all, Jax, that is not true.
Right.
Speaking as people who are from LA, not everyone has to work. I don't work, Jax.
Right.
What about that? Thanks. I'm a housewife.
And she has multiple successful podcasts she has to pay for, by the way.
Yeah, but like, I know plenty of people.
Kay Casey doesn't work. I mean, she's a comedian, but she's right. Well, I mean, she does, obviously.
Yeah, it's like, unless you consider this work, you know, like, this is a hobby.
Like, I guess Heather McDonald's always touring, but Kay Casey isn't touring. She has 4 kids.
Yeah.
Her job is interviewing every week and she goes to a studio. So, yeah, she has a job. But I mean, just like, I don't know. There's
like Brittany is like, what true. The point is Brittany is not taking advantage, and Brittany is not the only one in Los Angeles that
right.
is maybe, you know, benefiting from a relationship. My if you even call it that, like, ugh, Heidi, he's so sick.
Didn't work for years when she had her kid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just, that's not true, Jax.
Right. And again, like, that's just like he likes to say, that's no one's business. You know, when anytime anyone says anything, it's no one's business. Like, you can arrange your life to work any way.
Right.
To work with the way the couple is set up. And for him to put Brittany on blast for how they set up their arrangement is really disgusting.
Like,
because,
people,
you know, you cut back on certain things. You make it work. You don't talk about
we
certain
have many
things.
Friends. Yeah. Many, many, many friends in L.A., Orange County, San Diego, where they've had children or they're gearing up to or whatever, that do not work, and, you know, in exchange. But I'm quite sure, besides Brittany working and having to get ready for work, like camera ready for work every single shift she has outside of filming season, we all know she needs to probably clean and make him turkey sandwiches. So the one day she doesn't is the one day he gripes. So she's got a lot of, like, shit on her plate.
Yeah. But
it is possible. And, yeah, Jax, not everyone in LA works. It's, you know what? Maybe people worked and saved. And maybe they just weren't a bartender for, you know, 40 years old.
I felt like he was just, like really drawing, like, a line in the sand. Like, people in Kentucky, like, everything is so cheap here. Yeah, people can stay home. And here in LA, both people have to work. And I'm just saying, people in Kentucky, I feel you. And we understand that Jax is such an idiot. And we, like,
the thing is, it's all no relative. Like, everything, like, the cost of living is less there. And the wages are less there. So the wages are more here.
But again, but also the real like, the people more. Who Jax is, quote unquote, insulting, like, does Jax own any property? No. Does Jax own, you know, probably his own cars? No, he's probably leasing them. Like, he is the most unsuccessful piece of shit there is.
Throws his money away on rent and then buys, like the cheesy ass gross douchebag midlife crisis Corvettes that he's like, didn't you see his little, oh, time to wash this baby? It's like, you look like such a douche. But first of all, wasting money on storage in LA, I'm sure he's paying for the garage space or the parking spot and washing them, keeping them up to date. You have to start and drive all of those cars because we've had them before. Just wasted money down the drain, and which is what I like about Tom and Ariana. They haven't moved, even though, like, yeah, I'm sure Ariana would like to have a fresh start and not live where Kristen used to live. But they're smart because they have a great rent control apartment. So milk that. I had that set in my, I had a great place. Mine was even lifted, so it wasn't even cheap, but it was still like for what I had. But they're saving. They're saving for a home. They're saving. They're just smart about their money. Even Sheena, very smarter about her money. Smart. Oh my gosh, smart. She's very smart. She's very smart about her shopping and clothing. She's very modest in what she buys and spends, and she like shares it with her friends and whatnot. She's not dropping, you know, $5,000 on a bag or $3,000 on a pair of Louboutins. Like,
I mean, and it's not our business what anyone is doing with their money, right. But like for Jax too, it's what like.
But Brittany is not dropping Chanel bags and Louboutins.
No, there's just something to be
said.
She's
dressing like Sheena.
Yeah, there's just something to be said about being humble and the way that he seriously is acting like he's fucking Tom Cruise. It's insane. It really is. Like, well,
it goes into everything he's been tweeting about lately. Like, he is so...
Do you think his head is just, like, so much... It's so big because he thinks he's, like, even above all the Pump Rules people because he has a spinoff? Like, do you think it's
I think so. Like, his control over Brittany, it's, like, abusive. It's not over... It's not over the money. It's over because look at it. He did not act this way with Stassi. He was clamoring for Stassi's attention, forgiveness, constantly saying sorry. Brittany cannot rip a sorry out of him without it being a smug, "Hey, I said I was sorry. Isn't that good enough? I said it. With Stassi, he was
harping on me. Yeah, it's just
he was like begging because Stassi was in control. Brittany is not in control. So Brittany, if you want a little tip, get in control, because he was a completely different person when he was with Stassi. So right now he's getting off on the control, and it's really quite abusive. It's verbally abusive. It's just emotionally abusive. It's horrible.
I feel like the narrative that this show wants us to believe, not so much on this show, obviously, but on Vanderpump Rules, is Brittany has been the only successful girl to ever tame Jax Taylor. And that's kind of like what we're supposed to be like, wow, she's so positive and so amazing. She changed Jax. Like, this is so great. No, she hasn't. She has not changed him.
She's the only one that hasn't relinquished. Like, she's the only one where she's given him control.
Yeah. Like, we'll get into like the ATV fight. But what I saw her do at the end of that fight was
pander to him.
I think that all these things that we're saying are pretty dark, but when she did that, I was like, okay, I'm out. Like, she is in very deep and needs like counseling.
It's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
It's like, if you look at, okay, Stassi, obviously way in control. Laura Lee, even though she really she had the final control, and you're not going to do this to me. And she did.
Yeah, she
and
did.
She left.
She did.
Tiffany and Carmen. Carmen was like, get your life together, dude. Like, gave him a wake up call at that pizza parlor.
Yeah.
And then Tiffany was like, you're not going to shame me like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the first time he's really had control, and he's abusing the shit out of it. Oh my God, there was something you said a couple minutes ago. Oh, he's like, oh yeah, don't use the waterworks. It's not going to work on me. Like, he would have never said that to Stassi.
No.
He would have been crying himself, and she would have said, don't use those waterworks. Stop manipulating me. Like, yeah. It's just role reversal. So Brittany, totally. Please just stop.
So then, you know, the fight is just kind of, they kind of separate, and the next scene is Mima.
And he's like, oh great.
Yeah, totally
disrespectful.
And she's like, you know, what's going on? He's like, we got into an argument.
No, he's like, I can never be alone. I'm in LA. I can have no problem getting alone time. Yeah, that's because no one likes you. But here, there's seven people on this goddamn compound. I could never get alone.
Yeah.
Because you're shooting a reality show and you're trying to get people to watch, motherfucker.
Yeah. So whatever, this part is stupid and dumb. It's not even worth talking about. But basically, she tries to get them together and puts them in the barn and has them do some freaking chores to make them talk. They don't want to talk. Brittany's trying to, you know, lay this, the, the rules down, like, you're not going to treat me like that, and basically just gives them the silent treatment, and Jax doesn't even give a shit.
No, but, and before, when he was talking to Mama, he was like, she's like, should we talk about what's going on? And he's like, honestly, I don't even remember. Sorry, I was drunk. I don't even remember. But that's not even the problem of whatever we didn't see that they did not show. The problem was that day. He went and met Mama for lunch that morning when he was such a dick in front of Tiffany and Britt, when he's like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, he's like, I don't even remember last night. It's like, no, how about today? You don't see anything wrong with what you just did today. Talking about how he supports her and things need to change. She, you know, when we get back to, okay, well, that's the ATV conversation. So
I'll let's just jump ahead, because this part is just, this is proving to be the hardest one to podcast on yet, because it's just, this is just crazy. So him and Mama go to lunch, and they are just talking about how it feels like, he feels like he's been there for a month. And, she kind of takes offense to that. And she's like, has it been that bad? And he's like, no, it's, and then he like, no, it's been great. And
he's like, well, I was drunk. He's like, I drank that whole fishbowl by myself. It's like, okay, we already talked about the fishbowl.
Did you also notice that, like, small. that Mama mentioned that her husband, when he got mad, he would take off, and then how Jax made sure that he mentioned that to her. He's like, well, you know what I do? This is how I handle things. I just, you know, I go outside and I walk the dogs, which he has admitted he doesn't do. Brittany does.
Right.
Or, which we've seen him storm out when Sherry was questioning him. So maybe he is right.
Well, he can't handle the heat.
No.
That's why on Twitter, he just blocks, mutes, or deletes. But like today, he deleted many tweets. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, he makes himself look so stupid, though. Okay, so.
Oh, then he's like trying to apologize, but then he doesn't apologize. So, like, for Jax, if he says the word sorry, he thinks that makes up for him. It's a word. It's not a feeling to him. It's a word. So I said sorry. It's like, we've all seen enough Housewives where we know the word sorry doesn't mean shit unless you actually mean it, feel it, sound like you mean it. He's like, I said sorry. You know, like, that's, and he's like, she didn't take it. I don't know. He's like, I didn't fucking kill anyone.
Oh, God.
Like, just get the fuck over it.
That's literally the only thing he hasn't done. It's the only thing he hasn't done is not killed anyone.
And, you know, he probably has.
Yeah, well. I know.
According today on his Periscope, he's like, all these people on Twitter think they're fucking perfect. He's like, and I agree. Like, no. Nobody, well, first of all, I don't agree, but I mean, no one thinks they're fucking perfect, and no one's calling you out thinking they're perfect. But he goes, he literally says on his little Twitter Periscope, every single one of these Twitter trolls has done exactly everything I've done. They just think they're perfect. It's like, well, no. Yes, everyone's made mistakes, but no, not everyone's like cheated, lied, stolen. No, everyone's probably done one of the above, but commit crimes, do DUIs, do drugs. Let's see, what else is on the list?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, he,
like, fuck your best friend's girlfriend. Like, I mean, come on. There's just maybe one person can relate to one or two of each of the things you've done, but just stop trying to relate. Just stop.
Yeah. And again, like, yeah, I think that everyone could relate to him, and that, you know, like, everyone is messed up, but the way he judges after messing up so hard is, that's where it's like, you kind of are like, wait, are we watching the same thing, or like, is the, like, what's happening here?
He just judges on, he'll blow up someone's profile picture and just be like, look at you, you ugly old wrinkled troll. It'll be like, you know, a beautiful 35-year-old woman that looks great. And he'll just, like, try to tear her to shreds when she had said maybe something like, just nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
People say mean shit, for sure. So if you dish it, you should take it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely about that. So if I dish it, but throw it back at me.
Yeah, but a lot of times the stuff that's dished, like, it's not fair, or they really didn't even say anything
He overreacts. Yeah. He overreacts.
Okay, so him and Mam are having a conversation, and, you know, she says, so Jax, that ring, will Brittany ever know of it, you know, on this trip? Mm-hmm. After we have just witnessed the most disturbing shit, and she is aware of this, she's still asking this mother effer if he's going to propose. This is just mind-boggling to
right?
me. Like, are we watching the same show?
And we asked Aaron about this on our Patreon episode. Did you get the kind of marital pressure? So tune into that.
But yeah. Okay. It's kind
of mind-boggling for sure.
So I don't even remember what the hell Jack's answer is about the ring. And I don't even care because I'm so annoyed with him. But he does throw some marriages under the bus. He's like, you know, I've known some friends that got married when they had stuff that they were working on, and
they got married anyways, and they're doing fine. Gee, who would that be?
Yeah.
And when you were filming this, this was 6 to 9 months later. Yeah. Do you really think a couple of, like, how long were Katie and Schwartz together? 6, 7 years?
Yeah.
Like, really? They're going to get married and then get divorced in 6 months? Like, okay. Oh, and they're doing great. Like, okay, come on.
Yeah. And then he brings up again that Brittany has lost her spark and put on weight.
Some weight.
And he suggested that she get a gym membership.
Oh, no. He said, she was like, well, I think you've gained some weight. And what are you doing about it? Well, I got her. Oh, have you talked to her about this? It's like, oh, no. Oh, God, no. I would never do that. And then in parentheses or in a big bubble in all of our heads, we're like, oh, no, I would never tell her directly. I would just tell all our friends, family, and national TV that she's gained weight. But I would never tell her directly. You know, that's basically it. And then he's like, but I got her a gym membership.
Like that to add to the list of things that she needs to be grateful for. She should also be grateful for that. So anyways, he like repeats that she has put on weight, and thank God.
But I thought he was into it. Remember, he always says he likes curvy women and he prefers it this way. So then what's the issue, Jax? Is it her spark? Is it her weight gain? Why are you getting on her about her eating habits? And she's like, I'm just following your lead. And he's like, you're a big girl. Take the lead. That's what he said to her. So wait, Jax, I thought you like curvy women. You said, I like her this way. But then you're like, you're a big girl. Take the lead. Stop eating what I'm eating. Go work out. Like, pick a fucking side.
He's so stupid.
He just can't, like, stick with one story.
Anyway, so Mama says, it looks like you've gained a little bit of weight too. From the last time I saw you,
believe it.
You have gained weight. And this motherfucker,
like, where?
Has the nerve to say, where? Like, just take the insult that she just gave you. You do not say where. And like, if he would have said that to me, I'd have been like, oh, you know, I would have just like changed the subject. Yeah. But thank God she stuck with it. She saw it through.
Yeah.
She's like the mid-drift. Middle section, the midsection.
Which is exactly right, besides his jowly face.
And Jack's ass denies it. He's like, nope, yep. Nope, didn't gain any weight there. In his dumb, stupid confessional, he says no. And it's like, it's so...
Do you think this was before the Jax... No, this was after the Jax roast, when Mike Shea was like, I'm no longer the fattest guy in the group. This was filmed after that, right?
Yeah.
So how but does clearly, he not know?
Clearly, the comments got to him, because both of them went and worked out like so much. So yeah. I think they knew that the weight thing was a major theme of this show, and they both went and got their butts in gear.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I'm happy for Brittany, so she can have the pick of the litter when she dumps this loser.
Yeah.
Because she could. She could date any celebrity, any major athlete, anyone she wanted. I don't care if she dates an accountant or a poet. Or a really nice basketball player. just saying, Brittany, you got the pick of the litter. Like, do not stay for this abuse.
No. It's so gross. Let's end it with the ATV ride. So they...
Okay, they're supposed to be Dawns, right? But they're hot pink. Do we really think that Dawn has two hot pink ATVs? I don't think so.
Okay, if he
does... And hot pink helmets.
If he does, then everything is making more sense, I guess. I guess
we should rethink.
Yeah. I don't know. I do think there may be something there. I don't know.
Oh, wait, the song. Time to get dirty, dirty. I don't think Dawn has two hot pink ATVs with matching helmets. They were rented for the scene.
And I would say if he was still married to Sherry, he possibly could have two pink ATVs.
Yeah.
But his new wife doesn't seem like a pink type. She seems like she would choose like camo.
And even if she did, there wouldn't be two of them. One would be
sage blue green. And one would be pink. Yeah.
Yeah. There wouldn't be two. Those were rented for, you know.
And they were so clean and shiny.
We need to do something else to make Jack seem like on the farm. Like, what are other redneck things
here,
you do?
I have an idea. Let's have him go ATVing and
get
can go
muddy.
He can go like up on a little ridge and get stuck. And then Brittany can say, do you need me to help?
Do you need me help? And then we'll write a song about getting dirty.
So that's what happened. They ride off into the sunset. He gets stuck on a little ridge, and then they have a little heart to heart. And
he's very dismissive. Wants a thank you. Then he says, "There's going to be some changes when we get back home.
I'm not going to be enabling you anymore.
Yep. You're going to eat better. You're going none of the
no more
sleeping till noon.
No more sleeping till noon."
That's what she's like. He's like, no more eating the way you have been. And she's like, I've just been eating what you've been doing. He's like, you're a big girl. Take your own cue. Take the lead for once.
And she's like, Jax Taylor, you're so arrogant. And you are not perfect. I never said I was perfect. God, I'm the furthest thing from perfect. And she's like, well, so am I. And he's like, yeah, you are.
She's like, your arrogance is your downfall. And she's 10,000% correct.
It's even more than that, though, because I feel like he would like take that as a compliment. It's not a compliment, Jax. Yeah. It is a horrible, horrible trait. And I don't know what could happen on this show that would make me say, okay, I'm back on board with this relationship. I am not on board. I am with Dawn on this.
Yeah, 100%.
He is not sincere. He doesn't have Brittany's best interests at heart. And what a waste.
No. He's just, I kind of mentioned this before. I think we weren't recording, but he's a complete sociopath, as Stassi had him take on our podcast, The Test. Stassi may be like narcissistic and egocentric, but I do think she's a little more in tune with emotion and like she's very like self-absorbed, but has feelings beyond her own needs. Sometimes no, but Jack, it's like unless it serves him in some way. He can't empathize.
No.
He can't empathize at all. She can empathize. I can give her that. So they're different. Like, I don't know if it's narcissistic or sociopathic, but he is just like...
We've seen this play out.
Scary.
We can give so many examples of when he's done this. He's done this over and over. So to say that he has changed, he has not. He has not changed. And so I don't know what she's waiting around to see. So anyways, they have this conversation and it's just like any other conversation they've had where it's like, you be respectful. No, you be respectful. Fine, I'll be respectful. Yeah. Fine, I'll be respectful. It's just like, it's not even worth listening to. Mm-hmm. But then she says, you know, you have been amazing on this trip. And it's like, what the fuck?
How?
How has he?
Oh, because he shoveled some manure
and
shit.
And did you see the way his face changed when she said that? He was like, ha ha, the fight's over. And you could see the satisfaction
and
the petting of him. And he loved it. He reacted to it.
As soon as he got the little pat on the head, like a toddler. As soon as you pat him on the head and say, good job.
Yeah.
Or a dog.
Or it's like when you're starting to like, I don't know why I just, this is the most, I'm not even going to repeat what I just thought. Fine, I will. That's how disgusting this is. It's like when you like when you are dealing with a very, very limp dick and you start to touch it and it like kind of reacts to your hand. That's the way Jack's head was. You know what I mean? Where it like just kind of like bobbles a little bit and you're like, oh, fuck, this is going to take some work. That is how Jack's was. Like he, that is what he reacts to. He's like a limp dick. And no. he... And he does
touch
not
of adulation.
Yeah, and he but he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't even deserve no. it. Not at all. Okay, so
but he thinks he's the catch in this relationship and that she's a gold digger. Okay, well, just like I'll let you finish the episode part because I have to just rant about today.
Okay. We'll just really wrap this up quick. Okay, so they show the pig bacon bit, whatever. It's not even worth mentioning.
No.
So then they flash back to Sherry's house where Jax is telling us that he was invited to a bonfire
with Donna Britt.
And he declines it. And what we get instead is a shot of him taking off his jeans and revealing his pink tidy whiteys.
Well, they're like almost Speedo-ish penis.
With a full-on frontal penis shot. Like gross. It was, his dick was all wadded in there and just ugh. Disgusting. And he loved showing us that. And he climbs up into the bunk bed. With like his like holy shirt, like trying to look all Kanye West-ish.
And then he's like, there should be a naked chick on the ceiling.
Yeah, he's just so foolish. So then it's Brittany is talking to her dad, and before they get started, they're having a bonfire together, and they're both holding a single hot dog, and it's like, you know, laced with mustard and relish, and they're holding it in one hand, cupping it in their hand, and they say a prayer over the hot dog. So,
prayers over wieners.
Prayers over wieners. And it just like tied the whole episode together. It's like here these two are bowing their head, you know, bowing their head before God, asking for, you know, his blessings over wieners. Jax is the limp wiener. They're eating wieners. Yes. It's just wienerish. So... Anyways,
and he's like, I'm not on board. Well, she tells him how he threw the money in her face and he was disgusted as the rest of America was.
Yeah. And so Dawn says, you know what? To me, that is Jax trying to control you, which was like, yay, yay. He got it. He gets it.
Yep.
But then what does our beloved Brittany do? She turns around and says, well, you know what? He was drinking. It got out of control. Like, what can she not explain away? Because
no.
I don't know. Like, when does she have to be held accountable for her actions? Seriously.
Yeah. Well, with these explosive fights that she said she had with, like, Aaron. Oh, okay. You had an explosive fight, but you invited him to Vegas. But, oh, Jack's calling you a loser living on the couch. And, oh, you know, all of this. Like, really? That's... that seems a little more explosive to me.
Yeah. And I'm really, really tired of her just making excuses for him. He's condescending and just a complete disrespectful piece of crap, man. Okay, so
like he is with all women, which ties into his Twitter today.
Yeah, so basically that's it. So next week is the finale. We will be here to recap that for you. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm pissed. I'm so
no. This like, was like the fact the worst that we episode ever.
The fact that we spent our night tonight watching this.
Yeah, I had and other having shit to do
to talk about it is what a waste of time. Why is this why the show got moved? It's just
why are we wasting our time on this piece of shit? And yeah, I think Bravo realized it's tanking. Nobody cares. So they moved it.
And they really put all of
and they didn't let anyone know.
Yeah.
Nobody knew.
And like, and they really put all their stock in Jax Taylor. Like, this is what Lisa is promoting, Jax.
Ugh.
And Brittany making these horrible decisions, like it's not making women look good, and it's not making it's just.
We should have brought that up to her on Saturday
it's
night.
It's just a hot mess, man.
We didn't even talk about that.
No, that we should save that for like a bonus or something.
We'll
too.
Save this later. But we did see Lisa and Ken and Chiggy and Joyce/Joyce and her husband Saturday night at Pump, And it's very exciting. But we had a much bigger exciting night before that. But we'll talk about that later because we're too pissed and bitter right now to talk about our enjoyable weekend, which was amazing. The other thing I want to talk about, and then we're almost going to go, but Jax's Twitter rants today.
Oh, my God.
He has since deleted. But if anyone wants them, I had already saved them and emailed them to someone that's not on Twitter. He's been roasting. I'm not really following the whole Ryan Felipe thing. But obviously, this girl's been with him for a long time. And she's alleging that, you know, he physically abused her or abused her or whatever in some way in a drunken rage. Holly found that someone else filed, a restraining order?
A previous girlfriend. Well, it's a lawsuit or something. I don't know.
A previous girlfriend that was a law student that he had abused. She found that. But anyways, whatever. Ryan Phillippe's been with this girl. They broke up. And, she's saying, he did this, physical abuse, whatever. Who knows? Who knows what happened? None of us know. But Jax Taylor apparently knows. Because he tweets out, he tags Ryan Phillippe's girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, whatever she is, Elsie Rose Hewitt. He says, showing your chest 22,838 ways and doing dumb vines must not be paying the bills. And then he's like, again, takes her and now takes Ryan Phillippe. You're scarred. For sure, you're scarred. This is his words. It's not me slurring, I swear to God. At Elsie, you're scarred, sure. Went after Ryan Phillippe's money really fast. So you're saying taking his money will ease your pain. It's just who are you to comment on this and devalidate, who knows
what happened? Yeah, a potential victim. It's just, it's so inappropriate and
disgusting.
Yeah. And,
just don't comment.
He would 100% say, don't talk about things you don't know. Mind your own business. Do that. If he wasn't so vocal and aggressive towards people when they butt into his life, at least tweet today. This without going directly to
tagging
this girl.
The people.
It's ridiculous and so insane. And he's so disrespectful and ridiculous. And he's such
a
hypocrite.
Always such the person to attack. She's after his money. She's a gold digger. And that's his theme with Britney. He did it with Black China. And granted, like you said, well, that is a little different story than I'm sure he probably did it to, Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I feel like the Black China story, everyone can kind of comment on because it's really public and it's really is kind of a joke. But I don't see how this was a joke at all. I don't see how it's a joke.
If this girl
really did have hands put on her and the damage that was done, the pictures that are taken are gnarly. So I don't
and
see.
And she had a legit Wilhelmina model. She's not. She has her own shit going on.
I just don't think it's anything to joke about
or comment on unless you're there in the room.
Right. And if you are in a loving relationship with another woman who just got done saying, stop cyberbullying, let's be positive, let's do this, let's do that, it's disrespectful to her to talk to another woman like that. You know what I mean? It's showing the type of person that you are. And I just think that if you really look at the tweets that he sends, he's showing us over again that he's aggressive, that he hates women, that
he thinks they're all gold diggers,
a chauvinistic pig.
Chauvinistic pig, misogynist.
Yeah, just
more than Mad Men. We all love Mad Men and all that, but it's he's in this mindset. I'm old school. I believe in a man taking care of a woman. But then he's like, but if you live in LA, you better work and pay your bills. We're going to hold. He makes no sense.
And then these who's he trying to be? Thomas Ravenel or something? What is he thinking by acting like this?
So gross.
I don't understand.
Why does he feel? And this isn't the first time he's done it. He's done it to Black China, but he's done it before.
with other successful. Oh, remember Emily Ratajkowski or whatever? He's like, who the fuck is this chick? All she does is show her fucking body and make.
Yeah, like, again, it's like she did nothing to him. He shouldn't be commenting on that. It has nothing to do with him. Her life has nothing to do with him.
No.
It's just that is just really crazy to me.
And she has more followers, a bigger charity. She does huge charitable efforts.
Like, Jax, just go away. And
when has Jax ever done like a charity thing?
I know.
Like Sandoval has on the show.
Well, it's just like, when has he ever done anything for anyone?
Right.
Nothing. Ugh. Ugh. I mean,
it's making me gag.
He likes to, you know, design Kyle Chan jewelry and...
No, I think he just screenshotted that from something. He likes to comment on Barstool.
You see that someone took a picture of the ring on Brittany's hand in Stassi's Snapchat?
No.
And they're like, look, there's the ring. And she's like, honey, that's my right hand. But it like literally looks like the ring.
He likes to promote Fireball. Hence the episode last week, and hence a little bit of a juicy nugget in our Patreon episode. Y'all remembered Aaron ordering Patron. Well, did he get the Patron? Stay tuned to our Patreon episode and support Hurricane Relief. We hope to see you there, and we will see you next week.
Yes.
And we're also going to talk about, because we're too bitter and dark right now to talk about our amazing weekend.
Yeah, I can't go
in West Hollywood and Beverly Hills and Barton G's and Pump and Sir. We'll talk about it next week because we're so fucking mad right now. Yes. We can't even get out of this mood.
Can't do it.
But thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.